The Lord be with you.
Great
to see all of the red here this morning. You guys paid attention to the email that was sent out this morning. We got an email last night from the Abels. They actually went to the Oregon State Beaver game. And Nicholas got the wristband of the quarterback, the winning quarterback from the Beavers, and he was wearing it. Jacob Lutton, the quarterback, threw it into the stands, and Nicholas caught it. So, yeah, we have a relic that the elder said we're gonna put a shrine up for the wristband. No, we're not gonna do that. I like to tease the elders. Actually, during the time of the Reformation, there were lots of relics that were gathered and collected in the different churches all throughout Europe. And one of the messages of the Reformation was that is not what it's about. What the church is about is the grace and gospel that is offered to us, the work of Jesus Christ. That is the focus that Luther brought back to the church. It's not about the relics and all the things on the outside. The center of the Christian faith is about Jesus and his work for us. So we're going to be reminded of that today in our worship service here this morning in a very special way. There are some announcements to share before we begin. The first is that next Sunday is another special service. It's All Saints Sunday. And we recognize that here in a very significant way at Peace Lutheran Church. If you have someone that you would like remembered, perhaps from a few years back, send that name to either myself via email or to Callie via email, and we will include the name in the worship service next week, and we will ring the bell and have just a moment of silence for each person that we have in our bulletin. The next thing that I would share is next Sunday, do remember that it's daylight saving. Set your clocks back, and you get an extra hour of sleep. That's really good news. And then the last thing I'd share with the congregation before we begin, we have other announcements too, is that Larry Oliver, our deacon from Peace Lutheran Church, has been approved for ordination in the Missouri Synod, which means that he will become the pastor of Emmanuel Lutheran Church in a special service on January the 6th. And I'm not 100% certain of the time, but we will let you know in the weeks ahead. So it's certainly something big to celebrate and to give thanks to God for the hard work that Larry has put in to get up to this point. Other announcements to share this morning, we'll pass it on to Janny. After they share their announcements, I'm going to ask the congregation to rise for our opening hymn. It's going to be a processional hymn with the choir coming in, and so we'll pass along to Janny with some announcements.
Okay. Yeah, that bizarre lady standing up here again. But we're getting real close. It's countdown. We only have 13 days to go. If you're going to bring your gently used items for Granny's attic this week, they can be placed in the classroom behind the mailboxes off of the fellowship room. If you're going to be bringing your bazaar items, the craft items, this coming week, place them against the south window over by the piano, also in the fellowship hall. We'd like all the items here, except for the goodies, by November the 7th. That's next. That's a week from Wednesday. We do all the setup on Thursday, so we would like to have the items here in order to do that. If you have any questions, I'll be milling around in the fellowship hall after church. Kay would like me to thank you for everybody that's donated items towards the baskets. She does a great job, and they're beautiful. If you got to get some in the last minute, just let her know, and I'm sure they'll be acceptable. Also, it is not printed in the our monthly magazine, but Pieces by Peace will not be meeting November the 12th this month. Okay.
And here I am again with my clipboards. And, we need help with cookies and with, hands on the day of the bazaar to help with the cookie jar table. We have about 36 dozen cookies that have been committed, but last year I understand that 100 dozen were sold. So we are you know, beneath that number. So the clipboards will be in the fellowship on the counter, and you know, please look at them and you know, see what you know, you would, how you would like to help. And on the cookies, if we could have them sometime on Friday the 9th by 5 o'clock, or if you bring them on Saturday, if you could have them here like at 8, the bazaar starts at 9, and so that would give us a little time to, you know, to work with them. But you know, any help that you can offer is greatly appreciated.